from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trent Williams stuck this franchise for more money a couple years ago, threatened to go to the Kansas City Chiefs to the point where Kyle Shanahan had to call Trent Williams and convince him, hey, come back, we got some money for you, whatever. And he had, Trent Williams was insistent on, hey, I need $10,000 more a year than David Bakhtiari so I can be the highest paid left tackle in football. And coming off of that Super Bowl, well, it was a piss poor performance by Trent Williams. Let's not sugarcoat it, folks. We're not in the sugarcoating business right now. That guy had the false start, the holding penalty. I mean, he had a terrible game, in my opinion, with Trent Williams. He's a Hall of Famer. He had a bad Super Bowl. And so now you're going to come to OTAs, and you're going to stay your ass in East Texas and stick this organization for more money when you're 36 years old? And it ain't even about the money, but you've threatened to retire. I only got a year. Yeah, I got a year. I got a year. I got a year. And you see the situation, and you're going to stick this team and not show up to training camp? And Ayuk is taking all the bullets for you? This is not, Trent Williams needs to get some heat, man.
So now
that's unacceptable.
All right, now
that's unacceptable.
Here. Because I've been hearing all of these people go, well, he doesn't have any guaranteed money. And I go, well, hold up. We're acting.
Oh, by the way, we got some breaking news.
What?
The head coach of Team USA is going to join us at 9 o'clock. Steve Kerr.
No way.
Shout out Lucas, making it happen.
Steve Kerr joining us live from Paris.
This is Steve Kerr.
Rotations.
Steve Kerr, 9 o'clock, folks.
So now we're here. Trent Williams.
That's pretty cool. Steve Kerr from Paris.
There's this thing. Wait, does he have any guaranteed money? What is he, the 4-string backup nickel slot corner? Like, what are we talking about? He doesn't have any guaranteed money. He's going to make $23 million this year. Does anyone, on the real, this whole guaranteed money thing is such a farce, okay, for him. Does anyone not think that even if he came in and, like, had a ruptured Achilles, let's just say, that the Niners wouldn't be like, yeah, you're on the pup, and the second you're healthy, we will reactivate you, and you're going to see, he is going to see every nickel of that $23 million. Is he not?
Yes.
Is he not?
I believe he is.
So I don't want to hear about, well, he doesn't have any guaranteed money. Stop it. Just everyone stop it. He's the left tackle of the 49ers who's going to the Hall of Fame. He's going to see every penny this year. This is not about guaranteed money. You know what this is about? More money.
Oh, it's about more money. And he's 36 years old, who's had injury history. But he's healthy. He is one of the best left tackles.
He's great.
But my memory of Trent Williams at the Super Bowl was, damn, Trent, I expected a little more from you at the Super Bowl against Kansas City. I expected a little more. Now, I don't know what the PFF grades were.
I don't even care.
I don't even care. I know what I saw with my eyes. And Trent Williams, by his standards, did not have a great Super Bowl.
But what about this?
And then you come out here in OTAs. You're chilling with Nick Bosa at minicamp in OTAs like everything is all good. And then the little rumor came out. I was like, oh, Trent Williams could be looking for an extension. And we kind of laughed at it and said, come on, Trent. You just got paid. You're taken care of. You made how much money over his corpus? I'm not even trying to pocket watch. I don't even want to go down. I don't even care how much money he's made. The fact is, we got a homegrown guy in Brandon Ayuk that people have turned on, saying, get him out of here. We can find a million Brandon Ayuks, blah, 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 blah. And we know Trent Williams is indispensable. He's indispensable. We know that. We know that. But for you to stick it to us, I don't care if you're a veteran or not. You don't want to practice just till Kyle Shanahan. You don't want to practice. Staying off to the side of the field. Don't practice. I don't care. But you're in East Texas right now, chilling. And we ain't heard nothing from you. And you want to stick us because all of a sudden these linemen got paid? And you're like, well, I'm 36 years old. I still want to be the highest paid lineman. Dog, you just talked about retirement.
I totally
and you want
agree.
To give you want us to give you a big fat extension? A big fat extension and big time money? You're 36 and threatening to retire. Come on, Trent. And Ayuk is taking all the heat. The hell with that. I'm shifting gears to number 71. Where are you at? Where are you at, Big Trent?
Oh, I would ask you this. At least when Joe Staley retired, he just left. Right?
This is becoming a disaster.
It really is.
And week one's a month away. But there is something with the vibes. I thought a lot about what you said and what Mayoko said.
Well, Mayoko said it.
I thought I was crazy. Well, no, I didn't think you were crazy. I said there was no fans here.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's no fans. The music hits a little different.
Yeah.
The excitement of having fans and the little kids running around. The mascots, Howard O. Sam. Nothing that was happening. But when Mayoko says it, who's been at practice every single day?
For 25 years.
And there's all these fans here. There is something with the vibe. It's not a great start to the season for the 49ers. It really isn't. And Brandon, I think, is lingering so hard. And I don't know if you heard T.J. Houshmandzadeh yesterday.
I saw a lot of the T.J. Houshmandzadeh stuff.
Boy, here is T.J. Houshmandzadeh. He joined Willard the Dibs. And he was passionate yesterday. And he brought up Kyle Shanahan. Here's T.J. Houshmandzadeh, former wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals and Seattle Seahawks.
I just want the 49ers to realize what they have and Kyle Shanahan fix this situation. Like, you can't have – like, it really is disheartening when other teams, plural, are willing to pay you so much more than your own team, but you're still willing to take less to stay with your own team. Figure that out, because y'all did this with DeForest Buckner. Y'all remember that, right? They traded him to the Colts and drafted Javon Kinlaw because he was supposed to be the answer. And I'm probably guessing if DeForest Buckner was still with the Niners these last few years, they may have a Super Bowl. He was that good up front. And so don't just think you can draft a guy and replace a guy. Like, it's not that easy. And the Niners have been really, really good without Buckner. But they may have a Super Bowl if they had him. So don't let a total of $5, $6 million cost you a Super Bowl.
So that's T.J. Houshmandzadeh. This one also hit me, too, because Chad Johnson said, well, are you top five, top 10? He's okay, blah, blah, blah. Well, they played the cut for T.J. Houshmandzadeh, Willard the Dibs, that is. And here's how Houshmandzadeh reacted to that.
Let's find out, then. If the 49ers saw that way, you'll find out. Everybody's replaceable until they're not, just like they thought DeForest Buckner was replaceable. How'd that work out? Still good. But did Javon Kinlaw replace Buckner? Oh, no. He's not even with the Niners any longer. No, he didn't. They think Pearsall can do it. But do they know? But the NFL is a business where when you draft guys, especially in the first two rounds, first and second round, and they play well, it's a badge of honor to get those dudes a second deal because you're drafting and developing well. That's what the good teams do. You pay your draft pick second contracts because you've done a great job with drafting. Baltimore Ravens are the best at it. The Philadelphia Eagles are the best at it. Very rarely do you see those best players from those teams that I just named sign second deals with other teams. You don't see it. And so the Niners are going to be good with or without B.A. I believe they'll be better with him than they will be without him. Chad may have a point, but he's wrong in a sense the way Shanahan calls plays. Shanahan's a great play caller. You give me the best play call in the world. If I drop the ball, is it the best play call in the world? All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I agree with him that they're going to regret if they move off him, period. For this year, there's no other way around it, right? Can they offset the production? Maybe, you know, hypothetically, possibly. But it goes both ways, right? And it's the same thing I would say about Trent Williams. Like, it goes both ways. I would also say, like, Brandon, you be careful what you wish for. You know, I've kind of been saying that for multiple weeks now. Like, there are a lot of wide receivers that are looking at the 49ers situation going, wow, you got a great play caller. You got a pretty good quarterback. You got a really good running game that's going to make my job a hell of a lot easier. You got other weapons out there, so I can't get double and triple teamed all day. Like, all things being equal, both parties should be looking at the other one saying, you have a good thing here.
Yeah.
Ayuk saying it to the Niners, the Niners saying it to Ayuk. Right. And that's why I'm so perplexed as to why they can't strike a deal.
Yeah, it is. It is. And he also, he plead for Jed York to get involved. He was asked if Ayuk wants to be a Steeler if the money was equal.
I told him this, like, if I got a pick, I'm staying with the Niners. Why wouldn't you? And so it's up to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. And hold up. What's the owner's name?
Jed York.
Jed York. You listen to this, Jed York. Make it happen, Jed York. Make it happen. Don't let feelings come into place when it's business. You can't let your feelings get in the middle of business. Get it done. It sucks when another team appreciates your talent more than the team that drafted you. Because, oh, we want you. Well, show me. Why you want me to take less? You're not giving anybody else less. You didn't give any. Who else played on their 5 contract? Bosa didn't. Debo didn't. Why do I have to? Players look at things like that. And you just want to be fairly compensated. BA had 105 targets. I believe CeeDee Lamb led the league in 171 targets, I believe. So he had 66 more targets than B.A. I believe he had 400 yards, little give or take 400 yards. So out of those 66 targets, B.A.'s probably going to catch at worst 40 of them. He would have led the league in yards. He would have led the league. And so you have a good player that wants to be there, and he's probably done some things along this process that you don't like. As have you. Figure it out, Jed York. You the man that's signing the checks, baby. Get it done.
TJ Hoops is Zada.
I agree on the final part, which is, come on, guys, let's get this done. Like, that's what I definitely want to see happen. But also, TJ has to acknowledge that, like, just because the offense in Dallas is set up a certain way doesn't mean that it's going to, the same thing's going to happen over. Because I could play the same game. Like, well, let's see what Ayuk looks like as the number one in Dallas with no run game, no tight end. Like, maybe his, catch rate goes down. Like, so I don't think that they're correlated. You know, saying that, well, CD got 66 more targets. Like, that to me is where you kind of lose me. But, and I understand what he's saying is he's very efficient and he's really good. And we agree on
75
that.
75 catches on 105 targets.
No, it's incredible.
Over 1,300 yards.
It's incredible.
Second in the league in yards per catch.
He's a really, really good player.
And so, no, but you know, it bothers me, though, when people say, well, he's the fourth option in the offense. How many fourth options led their team in receptions and receiving yards? How many fourth options lead your team in receptions and receiving yards? I think people need to think before they speak. Like, there's no one, two, three, or four. It's who's open on this play? Who's going to beat the blitz on this play? Who's Brock Purdy trust down the field? He trusts Ayuk. That's for sure.
I would counter to you and say, like, you're saying fourth option in the pass game.
He's the number one option.
Well, I would just say
number two option is Kittle. Kittle half the time on pass plays is blocking.
No. What I'm saying is, like, when people say fourth option, like, he's the number one in the pass game option, but Christian McCaffrey's the number one option on this team, 2-1 versus anyone else.
Okay.
Right. So that's all. Is that I don't think he's, you know, who the second option is on the Niners outside of McCaffrey? Whoever's open. Like, I don't think that's a knock on Ayuk. I just think that's how they play football.
TJ, who's Rosado on the Patriots offer?
It may have been a little more than 32. Now, you got a team willing to pay you that much, and you're not even asking that much from your own team. Like, come on, man. At this point, it's like, I'm sure the Niners are pissed, they ready for it to be over. And I'm sure BA is pissed and ready for it to be over. Just come back together and find something that works. Like 28. You wouldn't give him $28 million a year, but you'd give him 26? Over the course of 3 years, that's $6 million. Like, in the world of football and a grant, that's nothing. And so, yeah, I know you have Trent Williams to worry about and Brock Purdy next year, but if Brandon Ayuk is not on the Niners, they're still going to be a very good team. I don't believe they're in an NFC championship game.
So that's where we're at. Ayuk's just asking for 28, according to TJ Huzmasada. So now we got a number. He's asking for 28. The Niners don't want to go above 26. We're really going to just divorce. We're just going to divorce ourselves in this relationship and just move on.
It takes two,
but you know, over a couple million dollars stretched out over 3 years. We can't find a structure and manufacture a way to make everybody happy. Over $2 million, $2 million for a second team all pro. We're just going to give away a second team all pro for a couple draft picks.
Okay, but from a business standpoint, and again, I'm not pretending to be the Niners, but from a business standpoint, if you give in on every $2 million request all across the roster, then the next, because, like, hey, it's $2 million for BA,
gave in
and
on,
then it's $7 million for Trent, well, and then it's $40 million for Brock.
Everybody's the same. Not everybody has the same leverage. And Bosa stuck him up for another $20
million. No question.
It wasn't $2 million, it was $20 million. So nobody's talking about that one.
No, but
you know what I'm saying?
What my point was is the happy medium then. If they're $2 million apart is, well, let's meet in the middle at the $1 million difference.
27.
Yeah, you
can
know,
we
like
do
that seems
I'm
reasonable.
Sure, 27 and a half.
That
do
seems
that.
Reasonable.
Or just stretch it out over 3 years. The cap is going up. The cap is going up over the next 3 years. We can't make this happen. But we're going to quibble over a couple $1 million to not get the second team all pro. Brock Purdy's number one target in the pass game. Are we kidding?
Well,
like, but, make but, this happen, man.
Well, no, I want it to happen too. But like, sometimes these teams are, and I'm not trying to defend the teams, but like, for example, Trent Williams, they gave him like a 6-year, $140 million contract where they front loaded a ton of the money. And now we're in the middle, not even the back end, because it's a 6-year deal. You're in year 4 right now. There's 4, 5, 6 years on the deal. And he's like, oh, got to restructure the entire freaking thing. So like,
but I don't think B.A. is going to do that. Debo hasn't done that.
Who knows?
You know, they may go to Brandon Ayuk. You could say, we want you to restructure your deal, and he may do it.
Well, that's plausible.
You know what I'm saying? He's probably not going to stick him up. And by the way, there's going to be other players who are coming off the books. We don't know what's going to happen to Debo Samuel in the future. Hell, I don't even know if Trent Williams is playing after this season. What's going to happen to George Kittle? We know. Speaking of George Kittle, we joined Tim Kawakami.
Well, one second,
and
before we get into this,
shout-outs, by the way, 13 minutes.
Before you finish. Everyone's going to say, huh, you got to have Trent Williams, and you got to have, and I hear everyone, everyone's saying. I'm going to be real with you. Like, I actually think in the modern NFL, and I know the offense did not look good without Trent, and Purdy's going to be under duress, and you got to have an offensive line. I think it's a lot closer than people want to admit. Because, like, everybody's like, it's a slam dunk. Trent's more valuable than Brandon Ayuk. Okay, like, I agree. Left tackle is more valuable. This age, 36-year-old Trent Williams versus 26-year-old Brandon Ayuk, I actually think it's a hell of a lot closer than people want to admit in terms of who's more important, not just for now, but also moving forward. So if one alienates the other and you can't afford them, like, I actually think this is a much more difficult conversation. Right. If it's what, and I don't think it is as simple as one or the other. Right. I'm just saying, like, everyone's like, it's a slam dunk. You pay Trent. Left tackle's more important. Like, okay, but if Trent was like 31, this would be a no-brainer.
Right.
To your point, he's 36 years old. Flirting with this.
He's been flirting with retirement. He's been flirting with going to other teams, and he came off that piss poor Super Bowl. And I like Big Trent. But come on, man.
We're all focused.
And then now watching, and that's what kind of bothers me with some of the fans. We traded for Trent Williams. He's not, you know, I don't know if he's an all-time Niner yet. I don't know that. Brandon Ayuk has a potential to be, and he's homegrown. You spent the first-round pick on him. When we look at these draft classes, you look at 2022, right? For example, the 2022 draft class for the 49ers. Drake Jackson, out for the season. He's on PUP. Sucks for him. Ty Davis Price, off the roster. Danny Gray, one career catch. Spencer Burford,
wow.
About to lose his job to Dominique Puny. Sammy Womack, haven't heard from him since 2022.
He made a play on the practice field.
So there you go. So we finally hit on a first-round pick outside of Nick Bosa, and we're flirting with danger. Now here's George Kittle on how he's kind of dealing with the whole contract situation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.